France of Tom Tom Club, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
My name is, and you are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
Find out where the music takes you on the next three with RHA, together in the south of France. Plus guitar riffs for a new spacing, Cosmic Lectin, Stop in Prohibition Era Chicago with Brian Carpenter, Deep Three, Music Beyond Boundaries for a digital world.
In Deep Three, Afternoon, Monday at WGXC 90.7.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing
Farm app.
Troy Record
now
reports that
in the
New
app
York
store
Senator Chuck
for
Schumer was in Albany March 21st to crow about local projects
and iPads,
getting more than $22 million
of the app
from an omnibus spending package
allows.
For fiscal
the
year
Waveform
2022.
Allows users to listen
recently.
To live audio
they
from any of the Waveform
the
web
many
streams,
projects
including
getting
WGXC
money in the cities of Albany and Troy, but
Standing
also a few
radio,
in the WGXC
formerly
area,
known as Waveform Radio,
including
Quintron's Weather Warlock,
$29,594 to provide broadband for
users may also
and businesses
create custom playlists
in the
from the thousands
Kenan,
of archived audio files. Waveform Transmit Partners and WGXC Broadcast Partners may now also stream their own audio feeds from their iPhones and iPads using the app. Again, you can go into the App Store
and
search for Waveform Radio.
All residents of and businesses in town. $500,000 for Hunter Foundation
tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music pick and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m.
The story
at
the
1 p.m.
Record.
Every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with music for
Michael's
the masses
Ukrainian
from Catskill,
Orthodox
with sounds from around the
three
world.
Weekends held
at 4 p.m.
Sales.
Every Sunday, Carleen
so far,
Murphy
the
and Azuka Legba are live with the
Lila
Laton version
Kiev
of the WGXC
the
National Afternoon
Bank
Show
of
until 6 p.m. And
Saint
every
Michael's
Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish
Ukrainian
Show
Catholic
at 8
Church
p.m.
around
on the radio from Accra on 90.7
WGXC.
We are grateful to the
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by a dedicated presentation.
Johnson,
solutions.
But we did not
allow
expect so many
DPS
people, and we're
to turn your
audio-visual
how-do-eyes
in
into here's how you can. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com
sale will be conducted
or call
again this weekend 845-475.
8465 for more information.
Read more about any
dedicated
of these
stories. Presentation
in the WGXC newsroom. WGXC.org.
Your audio-visual partner.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Elation, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
By investing in
listen to music and voices. Listen to art and discussion. Listen to work and play. Listen to each intro.
I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing.
Listen to Purple
FM. Listen to Pink and Blue.
Listen to a heart rate. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Roman. Listen to Mars. Listen to
NOAA XD reports for Columbia Green Media that activists from the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement nonprofit were among more than 1,000 workers, community members, and elected officials protesting in Albany March 23rd for funding of undocumented immigrants and self-employed workers in this year's state budget. Meridian Lucas Garcia, the Community Workers Fund Regional Implementation Coordinator of the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement, said, and I quote, the Excluded Workers Fund was life-changing for those who received it, but in upstate New York, too many were left out. It was heartbreaking to call community members to inform them that funds were closed and there would be no relief for them this year, end quote. The Excluded Workers Fund was created in last year's state budget, and 130,000 New Yorkers received $2.9 billion in benefits. But that's all gone, and in the state legislators re-up the program, those workers are out of luck. The state budget should be set up April 1st.
Temperature of millions of degrees.
Story at HudsonValley360.com.
Oh, Helios. Oh, yellow star.
Spectrum
oh,
news
glowing sphere.
That legal
gleaming beacon.
Cannabis
brilliant flaming orb.
Even before
giver of
all
light, warmth, and
set.
Radio.
Americans have open stores
yes,
on Mohawk
it's true. WGXC's brand
border,
new solar panels are installed and ready for deployment, or they'll be calling
the
on the free and plentiful rays of the sun
the
to
finger.
Bring our station close
William
to full sustainability.
Jock, a partner in
to make WGXC a solar power
call
radio station.
We are going solar. WGXC will be
on
a
so
solar powered
community
like radio
station,
getting our power from the sun rather than foreign despots.
WGXC
but
the
stores
sun,
are not expected to be open
more.
For another
now
year, as no licenses have been issued.
Going solar.
Ryan White, who
Saturday,
is
March 26, tune in to all
Land
sorts
said,
of creative community
quote,
voices
we know
on the air at 90.7 FM,
cannabis.
Including at 10 a.m. It's time to turn on the news.
50 miles away
do us a favor,
in.
Though,
come in
episode that explains which president tried to withhold
to
aid military into Ukraine before the war. Radio Wonderland is live at 10:30 a.m. as Joshua Free remixes New York City radio on Hudson Valley.
Freeman is reporting
noon, it's time
that
for the
New
countdown,
York's
and we've got brand new music from the
Field
Nuts, Clara Rousey, Honestly Same, and others today.
And
in my room radio at 1 p.m. features works from Pierre Bastian, Olivia Block, and Horse Loans, among others. And at 3 p.m. it's time for the Radio Art Hour, which featured works today from Rachel Rosenthal and Michael Triello. At 4 p.m., the WGXC Afternoon Show is live with a feature on black experimental documentary practice. Johann Diedrich, Cardo Amari Robinson, and Sadie Woods.
Is
and at 6 p.m. it's time for the Framework
the
Show, where composers take field recordings
and
turn them into symphonies,
in
and we'll hear from Richard Bentley, Leon Rosler, and Hessel Eldman this week on
90.7 FM WGXC. In New York State and help keep our birds safe. Our poultry industry is a significant part of New York's agricultural industry.
Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2317, with the release date of Friday, March 25th, 2022, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. China's space station makes room for amateur radio. Russia and Belarus are suspended from CEPT, and hams help other hams after Australia's wide wide-ranging flood damage. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report Number 2317 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. And now reporting from Valparaiso, Indiana, here's Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Our top story this week takes us to the space station that China is building, module by module. The latest word is that one of those modules will have room for amateur radio. Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF, has those details.
China's Tiangong space station, which is being constructed in low Earth orbit following the launch of its first module last May, is expected to have room for astronauts, experiments, and now amateur radio. The IAAU Satellite Frequency Coordination Panel reports that it received an application on March 8th for an amateur radio payload to be on board. The station is being proposed by the Chinese Radio Amateurs Club in cooperation with the Aerospace System Engineering Research Institute of Shanghai and the Harbin Institute of Technology. Previous news reports have noted that the Chinese manned space agency plans to have three astronauts on board continuously for a minimum of 10 years. One module will house the astronauts. The space station expects to use the remaining two of its three modules to host scientific experiments of researchers from all nations of the UN. The amateur radio station is applying to use portions of the VHF-UHF amateur radio band and will consist of communications by voice, repeater, AFSK digipeater, and SSTV or other digital imaging modes. Not unlike the radios on board the International Space Station, the ham radios on the Chinese space station are intended for a variety of uses, including contacts with students to inspire careers in science, technology, engineering, and math. According to the application, the payload would launch in the third quarter of this year. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF.
Hams from Belarus and the Russian Federation are feeling the impact after their nation's memberships were suspended from the European Conference of Postal and Telecommunications Administrations. Ed Durant, DD5LP, has the update.
The European Conference of Postal and Telecommunications Administrations has indefinitely suspended the membership of Belarus and the Russian Federation in a sweeping action that has an impact on amateur radio operators. An agreement within the conference, known as CEPT, grants amateur radio privileges to qualifying hams traveling between signatory countries without the need to obtain additional permits or licenses. The CEPT was formed to foster cooperation among its member nations with regards to postal and electronic communications. The suspension, which comes in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, took effect on the 18th of March. The Russian Federation joined CEPT in 1994. Belarus became a member in 2003. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP.
The Radio Society of Great Britain has suffered a great loss with the death of one of its key team members. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, has that story.
Giles Reed, G1MFG, had been the technical editor for Radcom magazine, the widely read publication sent free every month to society members throughout the world. The society announced that Giles, who had been diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer just days earlier, became a silent key on Friday, the 18th of March. No further details were immediately available. We here at Amateur Radio Newsline extend our condolences to his family and friends. The Society will be posting additional details about Giles on its website at rsgb.org/sk. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Amateur radio clubs are proud to be able to help in disasters. But what happens when the clubs themselves become victims? John Williams, VK4JJ, tells us about how one club in Australia has stepped up to help a dozen of those whose shacks were devastated by recent floods.
An amateur radio club on the border of New South Wales and Victoria in Australia has come to the rescue of a dozen or so clubs that, like their own, works to assist communities ravaged by such disasters as bushfires, earthquakes and floods. In this case, however, the Northeast Victoria Amateur Radio Club has stepped in because the other clubs became victims themselves after recent floods destroyed their vital radio gear and in many cases washed it away. The club has been providing assistance by collecting funds as well as new radio gear. Frank Scott, VK2BFC, secretary of the club, told ABC.net News that a fund has been created to replace as much of the other club's lost gear as possible. He said many of the clubs belong to the Wireless Institute Australia's Civil Emergency Network. According to Frank, most of the equipment that was lost was not covered by flood damage insurance. Frank said that it was difficult to get that kind of insurance for such items as ham radio equipment and communication towers. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm John Williams, VK4JJW.
Two groups of hams tested their portable communications capabilities recently on a remote island in India. Jason Daniels, VK2LAW, tells us about their drill.
An exercise in emergency preparedness brought hams in one region of India to a remote island on the river Ganga near Patna, the capital city of Bihar. It was a two-day field exercise on March 12th and 13th for members of the Society of Radio Amateurs, relying only on battery power for more than 30 hours. They were joined by operators from the Indian Wave of Amateur Radio, VU2IWA, based in Kolkata, who, like the hams in Bihar, know that preparedness is essential in a region like theirs, which is prone to earthquakes and floods. Radio conditions that weekend were conducive to good contacts. According to a report on the global Bihari news site, hundreds of QSOs were made between that remote island and radio operators as far away as Europe. The hams were pleased with the results, since many of them provide essential communication during the region's natural disasters. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
Weather preparedness is a priority everywhere. Randy Sly, W4XJ, tells us how those of us in the United States can get involved.
As we here in the United States approach the season for thunderstorms, tornadoes, and hurricanes, the National Weather Service is holding severe weather preparedness weeks across the country. Tornado drills, announcements through the media, and personal preparation information are just a few ways the Weather Service is getting the word out at this time of year to be prepared. It's a good time for amateur radio operators involved in Aries, RACI, CERT, Skywarn, and other groups to ensure that we are also prepared. This includes making sure that all radios, accessories, along with backup power sources are fully functional and that all contact information is up to date with the agencies and organizations served. Christopher Strong, Warning Coordination Meteorologist for the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. Weather Forecast Office, told Amateur Radio Newsline that hams can play a big part in being weather aware by knowing what threats are possible. Hams should have a plan if extreme weather occurs. Strong said that during an event, operators are important as they actively gather impact data from their community and get that information back to the National Weather Service, which improves the accuracy of the notifications being issued. Over the years, the motto, "When all else fails, amateur radio," has proven true in many situations. This is not only due to amateur operators' readiness to serve, but our willingness to be prepared. For more information, go to weather.gov and click on Spring Preparedness. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Randy Sly, W4XJ.
It's time to think about the next generation of radio operators and appreciate their skill and dedication. Perhaps one of them will be the next recipient of the Amateur Radio Newsline Bill Pasternak Memorial Young Ham of the Year Award. Consider nominating an amateur radio operator who's 18 years of age or younger with talent, promise, and a commitment to the spirit of ham radio. Find application forms on our website, arnewsline.org, under the YHOTY tab. Nominations close May 31st. And hear artists. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the Butler County Amateur Radio Public Service Group's K3PSG repeater in Butler, Pennsylvania, on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. local time. Get ready for April 19th. If you're looking
looking to upgrade, renew, or change your call sign, you have until that date to do so without having to pay a fee. The FCC has announced its new $35 application fee for U.S. amateur radio licenses takes effect on that date. The agency said the fees can be paid by using the Commission's Universal Licensing System on the FCC website. The FCC posted a public notice on its website on March 23rd, announcing it would begin collecting the fees, which it has said will cover the costs of processing the applications. For hams, the fees apply to new licenses, renewals, upgrades, sequential call sign changes, and applications for vanity calls. It does not apply to such administrative updates as a change of email or other mailing address. The team behind Oregon's first satellite gets bragging rights this week after its successful launch from Alaska. Ralph Squillaci, KK6ITB, brings us that story.
Space enthusiasts are celebrating the launch of Oregon's first satellite, which carried amateur radio into low Earth orbit on a spacecraft no larger than a box of tissues. Known as AuraSat Zero, it's an open-source CubeSat built by the Portland State Aerospace Society, an interdisciplinary group of students at Portland State University. With solar panels, batteries, a color camera, and, of course, amateur radio on board, it was launched on March 15th from Kodiak, Alaska. The group's faculty advisor, Andrew Greenberg, KD7CJT, said on the university website, quote, "Our small group of space hipsters gathered in the rocket room to watch the launch with fancy bagels and pour over coffee, and then collectively held our breath for more than an hour." End quote. After some nervous moments, they learned the flight had gone smoothly. Its mission, which is to test the CubeSat system itself, is expected to last several years. Fear not, for this won't be the first and the last for Oregon. The group is already hard at work on AuraSat 0.5, and it's scheduled for launch this summer. It will be a larger satellite for NASA's CubeSat launch initiative and will carry equipment gathering data for global climate science, studying the distribution of high-altitude cirrus clouds. Meanwhile, if you'd like to track the pride of Oregon's space fans, see the link in the text version of this week's script at arnewsline.org. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ralph Squillaci, KK6ITB.
Norway is moving forward with a plan to introduce a new amateur radio license for beginners. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, has that story.
Norway has plans to introduce a 10-watt entry-level certificate for young hams. It has the financial support of 1 million kroner, or nearly $114,000, from the Norwegian Research Council, with the input of hams throughout the nation. The proposal, introduced last year, was discussed at Norway's Ham Meeting, an annual amateur radio convention. Attendees included the communications regulator, NCOM, and the Norwegian Radio Relay League. The NRRL, the Research Institute of Forsvaret and Torbjørn, LA4ZCA, are working together on a plan to introduce the subject formally into school curricula. The proposed certificate would become available to 12 and 13-year-old enthusiasts operating at low power on limited bands. The entry-level license has the support of such groups as the Academic Radio Club, or ARK, which has already been making classes available. The ARK is Norway's oldest amateur radio club for students. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little
nap. You're ready for a birthday party on the air, marking one of the greats in American country music history.
Another guy took a little nap, woke up and
didn't know where he was. We hear more about this special event from Jim Dameron, N8TMW.
The Amateur Radio Service Club of Paintsville, Kentucky, will be operating a special event station from the birthplace of country music star Loretta Lynn in Butcher Hollow, Van Leer, Kentucky, commemorating her 90th birthday. During her musical career, Miss Lynn received numerous awards, including 3 Grammys, 7 American Music Awards, 8 Broadcast Music Incorporated Awards, 13 Academy of Country Music, 8 Country Music Association, and 26 fan-voted Music City News Awards. The club will be using the call sign K4L, which stands for Kentuckians for Loretta. The special event station will be operating from 0 through 2359 hours UTC on April 14th, 2022 on all HF bands and on repeaters on the East Kentucky repeater system. They will also be operating some of the digital modes as well as CW. For a specially designed QSL confirming contact, send your QSL and SASE to KY4ARC. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Denny, NATMW.
Summit activators are getting ready for a formal international challenge in the HEMA Awards scheme. Ed Durant, DD5LP, brings us that report.
Few challenges are too tall for radio operators who are accustomed to conquering and activating summits. So when Summit radio enthusiast Rob, G7LAS, suggested to his fellow activators that they participate in an international HEMA Summit Day on Saturday, April 2nd, they jumped on board. Activators from around the world have committed to operating on that day to get as many other summits in their logs as possible. Others have pledged to be enthusiastic chasers. Activators will especially be looking to grab contacts between HEMA summits in the recently added associations. To qualify for the HEMA award scheme, summits must have a prominence between 100 and 150 metres over the surrounding terrain. Details of the HEMA award scheme can be found at the internet address given in the text version of this script at arnewsline.org. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP.
In the world of DX, the 3Y0J Bouvet Island D Expedition has put out a QST in the hopes that the team can add a radio operator from North America focusing on single sideband. Co-leader Ken, LA7GIA, wrote in a posting on the team's Facebook page that the physical challenges during the D Expedition and the 10-day sail in early 2023 will be intense. The team guarantees pileups, but no showers for 3 weeks. The team members are expected to pay a minimum of $20,000. Interested? Send an email to info@3yzoj.no. For our final story, we hear about a group of university students in Pennsylvania who were just as happy when their weather balloon launched as when it burst. Cell MB, KB3TZD, has their story.
The morning fog covering Philadelphia burned off just in time for the triumphant night, the latest high altitude weather balloon the Villanova University keeps at flight. The balloon's 90-minute journey on Friday, March 18th, began on the college campus in Pennsylvania just before noon local time and ended at 1:30 in the afternoon in central New Jersey. The payload included 3 amateur radio transmitters using the club call sign W3YP, 3 cameras, and a GPS tracker. Progress reports were tweeted live by club advisor Alan Johnston, KU2Y, and the students live-streamed the action from the club's Instagram account. The helium-filled latex balloon was designed to burst when the flight reached an altitude of 60,000 feet, or 18.2 kilometers. The payload was outfitted with a parachute, which returned it to Earth for successful recovery by the students. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Cell MB, KB3TZD.
With thanks to AMSAT UK, the ARK, ARRL, CQ Magazine, Daryl Stout, WX4QZ, David Behar, K7DB, DXWorld.net, Facebook, Global Bihari, John Hager, N4KJU, Ohio Penn DX, QRZ.com, the Radio Society of Great Britain, Southgate Amateur Radio News, ShortwaveRadio.de, Space.com, Twitter, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. You can write to us at newsline@arnewsline.org. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer, nonprofit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operations. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline and know that we appreciate you all. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2022. All rights reserved.
Hello. This is Radio.
Yeah. Hey, it's Nanu Badilla, aka Nanu. Listen to WGXC 90.7 FM, Akron, Hudson, Collinville, Catskill. You know, ha. On the count of three,
Radio back to your fantasy. Is
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all.
Hello.
Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy,
zero,
or no habla inglés. If you are just browsing, just degree, woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or
radio,
sleep on Wall Street. You belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers, and doctors, tourists, and locals. All are welcome. Services
radio
held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Zero.
Bayfarms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Volusia, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners.
Hello.
They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public
platform. You gotta try something.
You got a job at the radio station?
And engagement.
Oh, great, that
in
place.
It's
dark and dirty and has like what? Three weirdos
by going
who work
to WGXC.
There.
Here's Montana Roberts, who'll be performing at the Tang Museum in Saratoga Springs on Friday, April 14th. This is Rise from Montana Roberts.
I mean, the interest of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan in our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Judge Ketanji Brown-Jackson faced almost 24 hours of often hostile interrogation over 2 days before the Senate Judiciary Committee as its members consider her for the U.S. Supreme Court. The 51-year-old federal appeals court judge is the first African-American woman nominated to the highest court and also the first public defender. Her nomination is historic. Her presence as a black woman, who used to serve her life, and to one of the most powerful positions in the United States, proved to be just too much for the men of that Senate panel. A small part of Republican senators relentlessly smear at Judge Jackson. She remained poised throughout the answer to questions with the I was born in this great nation. Judge Jackson said, her opening remarks were that Congress elected two civil rights acts a decade before, and like so many who had experienced lawful racial segregation firsthand, my parents, Johnny and Ellery Brown, left their hometown of Miami, Florida, and moved to Washington, D.C. In their heritage and hope for the future, they gave me an African name, Ketanji Onyeka, which they were told means lovely. Ketanji Brown Jackson attended Harvard College and Harvard Law School and pursued a distinguished legal career. She clerked for several federal judges, including Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, who she will replace if confirmed. The Republican fusillade had three main thrusts. First, her work as a federal public defender representing prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, which led Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton to ask,
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
Oh, Helios. Oh, yellow star. Oh, glowing sphere. Gleaming beacon. Brilliant flaming orb. Giver of light, warmth, and radio. Yes, it's true. WGXC's brand new solar panels are installed and ready for deployment, where they'll be calling on the free and plentiful rays of the sun to bring our station close to full sustainability.
To make WGXC a solar-powered radio station.
We are going solar, and WGXC will be a solar-powered community radio station, getting our power from the sun rather than foreign despots.
WGXC loves the sun, and we're going to love it even more now that WGXC is going solar.
Could be wrong. I could be right. I could be wrong, I could be right, I could be back, I could be
What's the most important issue?
Getting back to the basics of teaching children, not teaching them critical race theory.
And what is critical race theory?
Well, I'm not going to get into the specifics of it because I don't understand it that much, but it's something that I don't, what little bit that I know, I don't care for.
And what have you heard that you don't,
well,
that you
I'm
don't
not,
like?
Well, I'm not going to, you know, I don't have that much knowledge on it, but okay. It's something that I'm not, that I don't care for.
Bartender, let's make it a double.
Monday. Tuesday. Wednesday. Thursday. Friday. Saturday. Thank you.
for some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
To absorb some local color through the magic of AM radio.